Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
OTA start today. We'll talk to Ray Fittipaldo at 9 o'clock from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette to talk about OTAs. Jason Mackey from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette in 1 hour to talk hockey. Let's talk OTAs right now, though, Jim. You're headed over there today on the south side. Le'Veon Bell will be the talk. People will ask the requisite questions about Le'Veon Bell. He's not going to show up. He'll be the flavor of the day, and then they'll move on from there, I think. Is Le'Veon Bell going to show up? No, he's not going to show up. Okay, we won't ask any more questions about him or something like that. So this is his swan song in Pittsburgh. Today starts his swan song in Pittsburgh, I think. $14.5 million, that franchise tag. He hasn't signed it yet. They have until July 16th to work out a long-term deal. He's not going to do it. He wants between $15 and $17 million. We all know the drill in Pittsburgh here. Will he be a problem this year? That is to say, on a couple levels. Will he whine about it and mope about it at all? And will he come in and not be ready the first couple games? This is the same thing we said last year. But it is a story right now because now's the kickoff to everything. I just look for a facsimile of last year. Le'Veon Bell wanting more money. The Steelers saying, we're open to go long-term with you. Well, you're not going to meet my demands of the money. Okay, I'm not going to show up at OTAs. Okay, I'm not going to show up in Latrobe. All right, well, we play the string out. See you later. I mean, this is all going to go as planned.
I guess. But to me, at least right now, Le'Veon Bell is a non-story. We've been through this in the past.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing as a year ago, except this will be the last time that it happens. And these are voluntary workouts. You know, Tom Brady's blowing them off so far in New England. There are some other guys. I think Aaron Donald, he's a guy who's in a contract dispute. Maybe not quite like Le'Veon Bell, but he wants to get paid. And right now he's underpaid based on his performance. So there are players don't have to be here.
Right.
And yet it's a big deal. You know, if Ben shows up today or tomorrow and then doesn't show up on Thursday, where's Ben? Well, he doesn't have to be there. He doesn't have to be there. None of the veterans have to be there. These are voluntary workouts.
Well, that's one of the stories. You know what a bigger story is for me?
What's
I mean, that's a story because Le'Veon Bell moves the meter. He does nationally. People talk about it. The story for me is if James Washington can be Martavis Bryant in terms of the depth chart. Not necessarily if he could do the same things on the football
right.
field because they're built differently. They're a different kind of receiver. But if he can be that receiver behind Antonio Brown, behind Juju, behind those guys, if James Washington could step right in as a rookie and be a guy that Ben Roethlisberger feels comfortable throwing the football to.
Well, James Washington comes into the NFL, at least on surface, as a more accomplished collegiate receiver than Juju was.
Yes.
And I know Juju's bigger. And man, he turned out to be really good. James Washington, he was able to get open against other teams besides Pitt. So he's a real good receiver. I agree with that. And you know, it's football in shorts too. And I've always thought you actually can get a better idea about receivers and DBs and defensive backs, particularly in their coverage skills, because that it's like 7-on-7 basically.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the stories for sure.
But the Bell thing, I'll be curious to see how many people jump on it. You know, at some point, he'll probably weigh in on social media and say something semi-ridiculous.
No, he can't keep his mouth shut. He is allergic to doing the right thing, Le'Veon Bell is, all the time. He is all the time someone who has to, he just can't keep quiet. He'll come out, he'll have a video of himself, he'll do something, he'll be standing in his driveway with his shirt off. And hey, look, if it doesn't bother his teammates, who are we to say that he's a detriment? But in the first couple games, was he ready? I don't know. Was he at his best in the Bears game last year? I don't know. Hey, he's not contractually obligated to be there. He doesn't have a contract. He hasn't signed anything. He's not under contract. And if he wants that kind of money, if he thinks he's going to get that kind of money, more power to him. I don't think it's in the best interest of the Pittsburgh Steelers. They made their offer. They laid it out there. I don't think him being here long-term now is. At one time, I did, and I changed my tune. He's become someone that is, you just kind of deal with till the contract's over.
It's really going to be interesting, like not even a year from now, but what, 10 months from now? Mm-hmm. Or whenever he becomes a free agent, he may, and I know that the contracts are structured differently because in baseball everything's guaranteed, but he may find himself in the same spot that a lot of the major league players were in when they didn't sign. The offers didn't come rolling in for a lot of those guys.
I think that he'll have an offer. I think somebody will overpay because of how dynamic that he is.
I'll bet it's not better than what he could have had.
No, it'll. Here's the thing, and this is, he's talking about the money. He talks about the $15 to $17 million. It's also a change of scenery. He has been, and there's no question about it, he has been Mike Tomlin's kind of pet, teacher's pet sort of guy. But I think it's bothered him that there has been some, not deep-seated or not even overt, that's for sure. I think that he's a little bit jealous of Antonio Brown, that Antonio Brown is the guy, that he's the man, that he's out there on all the marketing campaigns. Le'Veon Bell, it bothers him. He'll never admit it publicly, that he's not the man in a franchise. He wants to go somewhere and be that. So it's not just the money. It's the publicity. It's the guy. It's the number one alpha dog somewhere.
Well, part of the reason that Le'Veon Bell is able to do what he does is because Antonio Brown's the best receiver in the league.
Yeah, right.
And teams have to pay attention to him. And Antonio Brown benefits from the presence of Le'Veon Bell. If your theory is true, and it very well may be, that's pretty short-sighted on his part.
Does Le'Veon Bell strike you as someone who makes a lot of long-sighted decisions?
No.
I mean, I'm not trying to be funny. You know what I mean? Like, where's his agent been in all of this? Where's his agent talked?
Told him to sign.
Right. Why is Le'Veon Bell disseminating all this information via social media all the time? Why is he at odds with the organization? This is the easiest situation to read. It's a guy who is, he doesn't want to be here, but he's got no place else to go right now. That's it. And so he understands that his best interest in long term is probably to do what he can this year, try to catch that contract and get the hell out of here
but I don't think it's not going to be a focal point for me that he's not here, because nobody expects him to show up. It's not news. It's not really news that he's not going to be there. And when it's not news, then he'll try to make his own news.
Right.
That's what I'm
thinking.
We'll see
a social media post in the next 72 hours from Le'Veon Bell. I really think we will.
We'll probably show him working out. Like, hey, I'm. This is what I'm doing. You know, it's not like I'm not working out here, fans. And then he'll maybe have another. He'd drop a rap.
Drop a
track.
I don't
know. You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.